Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
We'll be right back. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you how it really goes down. I know who you are. That's what you need to know about me. I know who you are. Now, I don't mean by that that I know what you've done, but for most of you, I know what you've done. None of y'all have invented a new way of sinning that no one's ever seen before. So that's already familiar to me. But when I go home, when the staff goes home, when we get back to the house, we go and get down on our knees, and we remember each one of you. And here's what we pray. We say, Lord, what kind of person is Tim? We say, Lord, what kind of person is Natasha? And we say, Lord, give me an ability, a supernatural ability to see this person the way you see them. You see? When you hear what we're saying up front, that's where it's coming from. Sometimes what we say sounds weird compared to what other people are telling you. And that's because we know what we're talking about. Now, y'all listen to people who don't know you try and talk to you about you a lot. There's somebody who does not know you and say you would never amount to anything. They didn't know you. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Somebody said, you're a natural born thug, whatever that is. Didn't know you. They're just trying to get something out of you. That's all. It's a hustle, see? They don't know you, so it don't mean anything. If somebody says they like you that doesn't know you, that still doesn't mean anything. Hey, you don't know me. You're just trying to tell me something good because you're trying to manipulate me into something else. I'm not going to fall for that, you see? There's a small number of people in your life, a small number of people in my life who really know me, who really get me, that know, they understand my struggles and ups and downs. They see my weaknesses, my problems, and they understand that. They see my strengths at the same time, and they're not blinded by one to where they can't see the other. If those people have something to say about me, I'll listen. I'll pay attention to that. That gives me gravity. Everything else is just noise. You have to figure out who you are in Christ. You have to figure out how it is that God sees you when he looks at you. And we're trying to reflect that to you. That's what I'm trying to say here, is we're trying to show that to you. But the thing is, we need for you to accept that, you see. What we can't have is we're going to take a vote, and everybody's got to vote that I'm a good Christian or I can't feel like I'm a good Christian. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. We can't have a thing where because here's the problem that I had. When I was in my madness, everybody agreed I was a jerk. 100% acceptance behind that. Now, I started living my life right. I mean, really living it right. You know, you got to live, you know, and nobody's perfect. But, you know, I get it basically on, you know, I'm as straight as all y'all really, really. You know, not as straight as y'all front off to be, but I'm straight, you know. I got myself to that point, and there was a lot of confusion to whether I was a good dude at that point. See, when I was messing up 100%, everybody thought this was bogus. But when I started living right, you know, there was some people, no, they weren't real sure, you know. There was a lot of, you know, we'll see. There was a lot of, hey, I think he's just fronting off. There was a lot of, no, I think he's still being that way, and he's just, you know, this and this and that. See, there was a lot of disagreement on that, you understand? I can't try and gauge how God feels about me by trying to look at people who don't know me and try and get them to tell me how I am. It's not going to work. That's not going to work. When we tell you that we love you, when we tell you you have potential, when we tell you you have a hope and a future, we know what we're talking about. And we're not telling you that to make you feel good about you, although I'm glad it does. I'm trying to tell you that to set you free. You understand what I mean by that? To set you free from trying to live this. Everybody else in the world is trying to hustle and scratch and claw to want to be liked, to want to be this and want to be that, and to be famous. You know, there are people in the world that are famous for nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying? My wife watches TV, I don't even know what. And it's people that are famous in this. And I said, what are they famous for? Well, nothing. They're just on the TV. Yeah. You have to do something. You got to write a song or do something. You can't just be famous for just walking around being a knucklehead and they film it. That's not a special talent. You understand what I'm saying? But people are happy. I would be embarrassed to be famous for nothing. You know, I feel like I need to do something to justify it, you know. But people aren't like that. They're out in that world saying, I would do anything to be famous, including making a fool of myself. For what? You know? Is there any real love there? Is there that much money behind it? Is there that much security behind that? Those are the lies that we start telling ourselves. And here's the worst part. We take all of that and then we go to church and the first thing that occurs to our brain is that's where we really need to front off in church. Because for sure, everybody else is fronting off. That's number one. Because nobody's that straight, you know. And I don't have the clothes for it, and I don't have the attitude for it, and I don't, you know, that's when they have events at this church. That's the first thing they tell me. I said, I'm wearing this. Can I still come if that's, you know, and they always say yes, and that messes me up. I thought they'd kick me out, and I could have my afternoon to myself. But you understand what I'm saying? That we have this mentality, we got a front in church, and as these other pastors were saying, if everybody starts liking me at church, I think they're really liking the front that I'm projecting, see? And they don't know the real me, and they don't like the real me. They like the person that I'm projecting. There's no way to win this game. I have to be honest. That's the only way. Here's the thing about honesty, though, is because I want to take in this thing that Tasha was talking about with respect, right? You can respect someone who's honest, right? But here's the thing, you can't respect someone who's dishonest, right? So if I'm doing something to be liked that's dishonest, I'm not going to be respected, right?
Right.
Now that's a problem, okay? Because like and respect, these are two really different things. It's important to be respected. That's important. Respect is an important thing. In some neighborhoods, that might keep you alive if you have everyone's respect. It's important that people believe that you are going to do the things you say you're going to do to have that reputation. That's what's going to help you get a job, those kinds of things. It's very important in your walk that people respect the kind of Christian that you are. And sometimes it takes time to build that up, build up that reputation, build up that respect. But respect is important. But being liked is a different thing, see? I don't know about you, but there are people I respect that I kind of don't like them that much. You know what I mean? There's some people that rub me the wrong way. I don't like them. But you know, that brother's down, and for the Lord, you know, he's on what he's on. He's just a different kind of guy from me, and I don't really like him. He, you know, he kind of irritates me. But he, you know, you got to give him his respect. Okay? That's all right. I would rather be respected than liked in that case. Respect is, and here's what I'm going to say, this is going to blow your mind, okay? Prepare yourself to have your minds exploded. Okay? I think that you are already doing more to be respected and are doing a better job at that than a lot of people that go to church on Sunday. Yeah. And I think that you're already well on your way to that, so you don't have to worry about being liked. Yeah. I mean, if you're respected, you don't have like, it's just, that's, leave that off to the side, right? You know, they respect you. Here's what I think, it just in any situation, whether this is church or workplace, in the neighborhood, any kind of, you want to get respect from people, here's what you need to have. I just wrote down a few things. You could think of more things. You have to be committed. You know, you could respect someone who's down. He's down. If it's a work thing, he's here early or whatever. If it's a church thing, this is, you know, he's here every Sunday or whatever those things are. Someone who's committed, who's into it. There are people in this room that are here every Tuesday, and they, now it may be a mess, you know, and there may be problems and issues and concerns. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about what is respectable. If you're here and you're committed, that's respectable. We can respect that. Needs work, yes, but we can respect it. How about this? Passionate. If someone's passionate about something, you can respect that. They feel they're into it. They're involved. They're engaged with it. They're not fronting. They're not just going through the motions. You know, somebody who's just going through the motions, respect that. You know, this person's not really, they don't really care, you know. But you care. You are passionate about this thing. You are engaged in this thing. You believe. Does that show in every little area of your life? No, it does not. We got a lot of, we got work to do. I understand. I have work to do. So I know y'all have work to do. Bless your hearts. But what I'm saying is, you're passionate about it. And we can respect that. Here's another thing that I think if you say, what are the qualities of a person you respect? I think that's something where someone's sacrificial. Someone's willing to sacrifice for your behalf. Someone who would do something for you to help you in order to, you know, help the larger cause. You are that. You are willing to do that. If we said, would you stay late and help us carry stuff around? Would you come back Saturday and we'll paint the walls or something? This room full of people would do that. There are not every Sunday morning room full of people would do that. You just need to know that. You may not know that. I just explained that to you, okay? This room, there is that sacrificial thing. Here's another thing, being helpful, being willing to help out people. That's true of people in this room. You understand? I think you are respectable in ways, as a Christian, you understand me? That go past this need to be liked. Let's look at these Bible verses that I got for you. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Hello? You should mind your own business. That's the Bible. Mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, people outside the faith, so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Wow. That's just like that's written just for us, isn't it? He's saying, do your thing. It's not about wolfing. It's not about running your mouth. It's about mind your business, do your work, build that respect. People will see it in you. They'll see that consistency. They'll see the passion. They'll see you engaged in this thing, and they'll respect it and say, hey, I don't know if he's for real with that. I don't know about his past. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know how straight he's walking it, but he is committed to this thing, and we got to respect the passion and the devotion that he has to it, and he's going to get where he's going with it. So we have to respect that. Here's another Bible verse on that. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. So he's saying show respect in order to get respect. Lead this quiet life. The final thought I would leave with you, and then we're going to bring up Jed, and he's going to close us in our service. We know you. The respect that we're showing you is respect that you've earned with us. You've built that up. When we say we believe in you, we mean it. Those aren't just empty words. We're not trying to tell you something good for you to live up to it. We're telling you the real, raw truth. A lot of it is good news, and that's what the Bible tells us it's supposed to sound like. Amen? The truth is, I think in so many ways you're doing better than you really think you are. And people will see that, and they will see what we see in you. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Y'all welcome Jed Brewer back.